Depeche Mode play live for us today, and we get a chance to talk with the band's founder and principal songwriter Martin Gore, along with Andy Fletcher. It took synth-dominated Depeche Mode a decade to break through, but when they did with the 1991 album Violator, it was in a big way with multiple hits, including Policy of Truth and Personal Jesus, which was later covered by Johnny Cash. Their next album, 1993's Songs of Faith and Devotion, broke into the charts at number one. Their new album, Sounds of the Universe, is their 12th overall, and features more songs contributed by lead singer Dave Gahan. We'll begin with this performance of the new song, Wrong.
Wrong. Wrong.
That is Wrong, a song that you've seen or heard by now, I am sure, from Sounds of the Universe, the new Depeche Mode album. And I probably haven't heard that version. That's a live one recorded by the band for us. We're getting a chance to talk with Andy Fletcher and Martin Gore today about this new album. And welcome. Good to have you guys here, first of all.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Thanks.
First of all, I mentioned the video for Wrong because we see Dave roaming the streets, doing all those wrong things that, or at least singing about all those wrong things that Martin, you put into his mouth, and which is something that has always happened with Depeche Mode, and a bunch less so on this album, as Dave has written three of the tunes on this. Do you always, when you compose, do you always think of what they're going to sound like coming out of Dave's mouth? I mean, is he the persona that in all these songs?
He's not the persona. I mean, I don't write, specifically for Dave, and I don't think about, writing from Dave's perspective. I just sit down and write songs, and the majority of them end up sounding better when Dave sings them. You know, he's the singer for the band, and it's always been, the natural way that we work. And then occasionally there's a song that suits my voice, so I end up singing it. And it's really as simple as that. People try to make a big thing out of why I sing certain songs. Is it because, they mean something special to me? But it's really just down to whether Dave particularly wants to sing a song or whether it suits his voice.
One of the things about the band is you can see kind of defined roles for everybody over the years, but that seems to really fallen apart on this album, and I don't mean that as a bad thing. what makes it all the more comfortable this time around?
It's just been pretty good fun, actually, making this album. Some albums in the past haven't been so much fun. And it sort of came together really well. Martin had a long time to write songs. He wrote over 20 songs. We had the songs before we went into the studios. The relationship with the producer, Ben, was fantastic. And it really has been a very smooth album to make.
And then incorporating the tunes that Dave brings in as well. Martin, you've talked a little bit, and I don't want to really dwell on this, but it does seem to really be important that, Dave becomes easier to get along with when he's obviously many years ago stopped his drinking and other things. And you've cut back and stopped that yourself. Is this just a sort of the part of the maturing process, I guess?
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, I suppose you hit a point in life where, the hangovers are worse and last longer, and they just don't seem like they're worth the fun anymore, So, I'd managed to get a long run for my money. I did it for a long time.
Right. Would it be right to say that this album is painted in a bit of a lighter hue than the last one? I'm reading that in a bunch of the reviews.
I think so. I think I think with every album we seem to have like a slightly more of a spiritual edge, whatever that means. It's an odd word to use because it always has some kind of like negative new agey connotations, but I do think that there are some spiritual soul searching songs on the album like we have in the past, but maybe with each one there's a little more light, I think, and a little more maybe finding your way.
Yeah, well, I mean, you speak of the tune Peace. I'm leaving bitterness behind this time. I'm cleaning out my mind. There's no space for regrets. It's sort of a soul searching.
Sounds like a Christian radio station.
Amen. tell you what, let's listen to a performance of Peace, which is just a beautiful song. Ah, yes, that is Peace. That is Depeche Mode playing live for us today. That's another one from Sounds of the Universe, the new album. And Andy Fletcher and Martin Gore are with us today as we're cruising through this. One of the things I was curious about this album, I keep reading about how Martin, you went and sought out some more analog, some older synths to work on this album with. But I listened to it, and it doesn't sound dated in any way. And I'm curious as to what's the attraction about the older sounds for you.
I think that during the course of our career, I think that we didn't really get a collection of old synthesizers. I think people imagine that we amassed a load of stuff, but we really didn't. So I just felt that, you know, being one of the leading synthesizer bands in the world, I really should own a few more. So I went out and just started hunting around, and you know, I've managed to get quite a good collection of stuff now, and it really helped to shape the sound on this record, because we were having stuff turn up on a daily basis, and you know, getting excited and using the stuff on that day in the studio.
Was there anything you were particularly looking for? Any particular thing you used to own?
He was looking for everything.
Yeah. I'm still searching now. I mean, we finished the album, and it's become an obsession.
So, I heard you bought a bunch.
It does include guitar pedals as well.
Okay. but I heard you bought a bunch of them on eBay too. So, would people have known that was you?
Some people did. Some people didn't.
That's when the price went up.
I was going to say that's dangerous stuff. Do you remember the first time? This is, you probably don't, but the first synth that you laid your hands on, that and what your experience with it was.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I think we all do. I mean, it's just when we were sort of basically a guitar band, and Martin was the first one to buy a synth. It's when monophonic synthesizers first became available on the market. They were very cheap, and it was very exciting at the time. And what did you buy, a CX?
A Yamaha CS5, which was, you know, very basic, but you know, we still realized the potential of it, and you know, decided quite quickly to ditch our guitars and move over to an all electronic band. And you know, we used a drum machine, so it was just the three of us at the very, very early days with a drum machine, and Vince used to sing as well.
And I had to ditch my bass guitar for a Moog, and then learn bass on the Moog Prodigy.
People, you know all the sounds.
We used to carry our synths around in suitcases. It was quite amusing.
Get on the train and, you know, turn up at, for a gig, you know, with our equipment, you know, in the suitcases.
Well, now we have a live performance here of Personal Jesus, and I had a chance to talk with Dave a little bit about this, but Martin, I guess it's more appropriate to talk to you about the fact that you know, this is one that some people don't even perhaps know. Depeche Mode know that Johnny Cash did this song, Were you at all involved with how that happened, or did it come as a surprise?
It was a total surprise. One of my friends called me and said, I was just listening to the radio and I heard Johnny Cash doing Personal Jesus. And I said, no, it must be a mistake. I think you must have misheard that. And so then I called our manager, Jonathan, and he did some research, and we found out that Johnny Cash had done the cover. You know, I mean, when you're Johnny Cash, you don't ask for permission. You don't need to. So, you know, the first time I heard it was after it was released. But, you know, what an honor.
He would have turned it down.
Well, this is the band that wrote it. This is Depeche Mode.
You're all passing on Jesus. Somebody hear our prayers, somebody can't. a year round. Blessed are Jesus. Someone to hear our prayers, his love for those there. Reach out and touch faith. Deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch me. Reach out and touch me.
God's faith.
Try walking in my shoes. If you
Old and new music from Depeche Mode today, finishing up with Walking in My Shoes and Personal Jesus. Our thanks to Martin Gore and Andy Fletcher for talking with us. We've got a tune from Yola Tango from a forthcoming album to get to, and we get back here to the World Cafe.